Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. It's opening day. We are here. It is April 1st. This is not an April Fool's joke. You heard the music. We have nine games, a nine-game DK slate. There's a five-game night slate also. It's like so much funnier. We've made it. If you've been listening to Bench with Bubba podcast, I appreciate it. Get you ready for the full season fantasy baseball goodness. That's still going to be happening, so go check that out, the Bench with Bubba podcast. But you know where we're at. This is year five, I believe, of MLB DFS Quick Hits. The listeners, you guys have been amazing. Keep them coming. Spread the words. Rate and review on iTunes. All that good stuff. If you want to watch the video, it's at the RotoBaller YouTube page. So go check it out there. But otherwise, rate and review on iTunes. Download it all your spots. We're back. We are back. I'm going to be with you Monday through Friday, pretty much every Monday through Friday, unless something crazy happens. Weird slate, life, stuff. It happens. But we are here to cover your MLB DraftKings main slate action, nine games on a Thursday. And as usual, for those that have listened to the show before, the goal is to get you in and out of here within 30 minutes or so. So we're going to get right to it. We're going to look at the weather on the slate here. It's, again, nine slates starting at 1:10 Eastern, goes through, I believe, the four Eastern games, that window. And then there's a night game slate, like I said, a five-game evening slate. Cleveland at Detroit. The winds will be blown out to center field about 15 miles an hour. So you got Bieber versus that one's on the early slate. See, here we go. But Baltimore, Boston, it's like 30% chances of rain, give or take. So keep an eye on that one. Good hitting environment there against some of those pitchers. Twins, Brewers blowing out the center field, but the roof should be closed in Milwaukee. Pittsburgh, Chicago, wind blowing out to right field about 13 miles an hour. So keep an eye on that one. It's going to be really cold, though. Low 40s, high 30s. So windy, cold, should be a fun one in Chicago. You got Braves, Phillies, not too much to worry about there until, later in the game, lots of rain. Early in the day, not so much. Starts out a little drizzle, lots of heavy rain late in the day. So Phillies, Braves could be a tough one to target. Might be a full avoid. Keep that in mind. St. Louis, Cincinnati, wind blown out to right field at 15 miles an hour. So Great American Small Park just got even smaller. But it's going to be cold also, low 40s, high 30s. So cold and windy in Cincinnati, so it might negate the potential power situation there. Other than that, San Diego is going to be just fine. Not too worried about that. It's going to be like almost 80 degrees there. Dodgers, Colorado, Coors Field, about 50-ish degrees. Nothing too crazy there. Marlins can close the roof. Texas, Kansas City, not too bad wind blowing across the field, about 14 miles an hour. And that takes you through the nine-game slate. Nine-game day slate weather-wise, not too much. I guess our main avoid looks like potentially Braves and the Phillies. Keep an eye on that. And then potential windy situation, Chicago and Cincinnati, but both very, very cold. So there you go. You got that. Let's look at the totals on this slate. Kicking it off, Baltimore, Boston, total of 9.5. Boston heavy favorites in that one. Minnesota, Milwaukee, total of 8. Waiting on a total in Pittsburgh, Chicago, the usual. Wrigley Field, got to wait for the weather to get that total there. Braves, Philly, total of 7. Great pitching matchup, but again, rainy, rainy, rainy. Diamondbacks, Padres, total of 8. Dodgers, Rockies, 11.5. Coors Field on opening day. Kershaw, Marquez, total is 11.5. Cardinals, Reds, total of 7.5 is criminal. That wind blowing out there. I know it's Castillo versus Flaherty makes it interesting, but that's a low total, folks. Tampa Bay, Miami, 7.5. Texas, Kansas City, total of 9. And that'll do it for your slate. That Kansas City Texas game, I circled that one, so we will talk about that one for sure. But as usual, We'll go position by position, give you some stacks and the goodies there. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDIntrick. If you have any questions, I have a free Slack chat over at fantasydgens.com. So come check out the goodies there if you want to hop in there. But hit me up on Twitter. I'm always around to help people out. The pitchers on this slate, you know, you got Yu Darvish at 10-4. No problem with that at all. It's an Arizona team we know will strike out a lot. The offense is not phenomenal. Great ballpark to pitch in for Darvish. He's expensive, but price isn't really an issue on this slate because there's a lot of cheap bats. So Darvish at 10-4, if you want to pay up, zero problem with that at all. He definitely would be my pay-up option on this slate. Otherwise, I'm saving cash. I got Tyler Glasnow, $8,800 at Miami. Good pitcher's ballpark. Miami's offense is kind of good, sneaky good. Glasnow could walk a lot of guys with a strikeout stuff. That new slutter pitch is outstanding. If he's not walking guys, he's going to be electric. Lots of strikeouts, maybe go six innings. Could be pretty good at 88. GPP only with Glasnow for me, just because I get concerned about going deep into games. But and FanDuel, he really concerns me because you want at least the quality start there. But Glasnow at 88 on DraftKings, don't mind it for a GPP. Darvish, GPP, cash. Like in cash games, I almost want to just start with Darvish unless you want to load up on bats. There's other cash options down below. Brandon Woodruff at 8K. If you're hoping Minnesota gets off to a slow start, they close the roof in Milwaukee. 8K for to face Minnesota for Woodruff could be sneaky good. Very, very, very talented. Kenta Maeda in that matchup at 83 as well. Not too shabby, but I'll take Woodruff at the $300 discount in that matchup. A couple others, you got Kyle Hendricks at home against Pittsburgh. That wind blowing out, really cold game. Pittsburgh, not a great offense, but keep an eye on that one. I think Germán Márquez is GPP viable at 68, but I'll probably pass. I'll probably save some cash. You got Sandy Alcantara at 65, Nate Eovaldi at 63, and all those strikeouts against Baltimore. I like that a lot. And if you have to go really cheap, which you probably don't, but if you do, Brad Keller at 59 versus Texas. I like the bats in Texas and Kansas City. At the same time, $5,900 for Brad Keller against a very bad Texas lineup is in play. So loaded slate, as you'd expect. This isn't even counting like Bieber's going early, Cole's going early. Like there's pitchers all over the place. But if you're looking at this nine-game main slate, Darvish you're paying up for if you want to. You don't have to pay up, but if you are paying up, it's Darvish and it's very simple in that regard. But if you want to save some cash, you could go to Maeda. I like Glasnow and GPP's 88. I think there's a lot of upside there, a lot of strikeout upside as well. I like Woodruff a lot in GPPs as well. A little cashy, but Minnesota we know can get going. You got Nelly Cruz, but there's no DH. So do you have Nelly Cruz? That is the question. You got Josh Donaldson. You got some bats there, but no Rosario anymore. It's interesting with no DH as well. So Woodruff at 8K does become a bit of an interesting play against Minnesota. And then Alcantara and Eovaldi. Good savings there. Brad Keller, if you really need to save. I think Alcantara a little more cash game. Eovaldi's got that GPP appeal because he might give up four runs against Baltimore, but he can strike out eight, and that'll offset everything at $6,300. So I like Eovaldi a lot as a punt. Just put it plain and simple. I like him a lot. If you've listened to Bench with Bubba, you follow me on Twitter, you know I like Eovaldi to begin with. You throw him in there as a punt option. Big fan of that situation. So that's where I'm looking on the mound. As of now, things can change. I'm deciding to record a night early for you guys to get it out on Wednesday so you have a full day to enjoy things, get it in, listen to it again Thursday morning if you want. Build those lineups and have some fun. So that's what we're looking at on that situation. Let's look at the bats on this nine-game slate. Catcher's position. We usually don't pay up for catching unless you really, really have to. I'm probably not going to on this slate. Let's put it that way. And Atlanta and Philly, unless things change, I'm just crossing that game off. This is an eight-game slate for me right now. This is there's so much to do on the slate. If you're multi-entering and you want to get contrarian, the ownership should be really low. Go for it. It's Freed. It's Nola. Two good pitchers. I don't mind putting some Philly bats against the fly ball of Freed, but I'm just ignoring them right now. So keep that in mind. But when you look at the catcher's position, Will Smith at 4,600 against Marquez. That's about as high as I want to go. Not rushing to play that, but that is an appeal, especially if you're stacking. I don't mind going that direction. Otherwise, you can definitely save some cash at the catcher's position. On this slate, you can get the likes of Chance Sisko at 31 versus Eovaldi. But again, I like Eovaldi as a value for the strikeouts. I still think he gets hit around. So take that with your grain of salt. I think Jose Trevino at 29 is in play. John Stallings at 28 if you're looking to punt. But in Elias Diaz at 27 versus Kershaw. All very viable. Victor Caratini at 26 against Darvish even. Or against Bumgarner at 26. I don't mind either. So definitely some punts if you need them. I like Sisko at 31 if he cracks the lineup against Eovaldi. If you want to pay up for a Will Smith, you go for it. Don't hate it. but definitely you could punt at the position between Cisco, Stallings, Elias Diaz and Coors with Kershaw. I think Vic Caratini at 26 is very much in play against Bumgarner against a bad Arizona bullpen. Everyone's going to stack San Diego, the big, powerful righties, and I get it. But getting the lefty and Caratini, great OBP guy, got some pop, get to that bullpen. That's how you can be different in your San Diego action, which will be very popular for good reason. First base position on this slate. You got Goldie. I'll probably pass like Rhys Hoskins if you were playing Philly. They're in play, but we'll move on from there. If you believe that the wind blowing out is important and that the cold weather doesn't negate it, which it should a little bit, Anthony Rizzo at 48 versus Chad Kuhl is a live play. But if not, save some cash and we'll drop down. This is why you can pay up for Darvish on the slate. I love this Texas-Kansas City game. Total of 9. It's like the second or third highest total on the slate, as we talked about. Let me pull the odds back up. They're right here. When you break this one down, a 9.5 Baltimore-Boston. You have Coors at 11.5. And then you got 9 with Kansas City-Texas. Like this is – it's Kyle Gibson versus Brad Keller. Hunter Dozier's $4,100. He's first base, third base eligible. Do what you wish there. $4,100, very, very much in play there. You got Bobby Dalbec at 4K versus John Means. Means, big strikeout stuff. He could be an interesting GPP pitcher as well if you believe the changes are legit. Still some power in that Boston lineup. Dalbec can go 1-for-4 with 3Ks, but could also go that one could be a grand slam, could be a solo shot, whatever. Dalbec's 4K and value. If you're targeting Eovaldi, Trey Mancini and Mountcastle are 39, not bad either. But if you're going to Coors, everyone's going to want the Dodgers in this. They're priced up. The Rockies are cheap relatively compared to the situation because Kershaw's on the mound. What's Kershaw going to go? 5, maybe 6 innings? Okay, cool. The bullpen's good. Dodgers are freaking awesome. There's no hiding that. But CJ Cron's $3,800 in Coors Field. That's attractive for some value. Not a must, but it's attractive. If you want to save some more cash, Carlos Santana, he's taken Kyle Gibson deep 4 times in his career. He's $3,600 in the middle of this Kansas City order. If you've listened to the show, you know how I like taking Baltimore's and Pittsburgh's and Detroit's and this stuff. When I first started looking at this slate to write my article for Rotoballer, Tuesdays and Thursdays, free DraftKings article at Rotoballer, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, values, premium content. Sorry. So that's what you get there. So I was doing my DraftKings article. Texas and Kansas City are so cheap in a beautiful matchup. Carlos Santana's $3,600. That's a very good price tag if you're looking to save some cash. If you're a Nate Lowe believer, he's 35. I'd probably take Santana, but if you want to get frisky, don't mind it. Other than that, you could check lineups. I'm not going to go too deep at this position. I don't think you need to, but those are some guys that stood out for sure. Definite value down there with Carlos Santana and CJ Cron if you're not paying up. But like I said, you could take cheap pitching and you can pay up for these guys. You can go heavy Coors or heavy Padres or whatever, or you can get different. And cash, you could really get different. That's why I think in cash, you just have to play Yu Darvish and suck it up and just do it. And then you could mix and match because we've got some even cheaper good plays coming up here. The slate, the pricing is very soft. It feels like we're playing FanDuel today, but we're not. Things will change as the season goes on. They're trying to get people to come play some baseball, make them feel at home, and then they'll put the pricing back to normal where we crush the competition. Second base position here. I'm going to save some cash. You could go Brandon Lau at 46. I'll pass most likely to – if I'm going to pay up, it won't be for him. Tommy Edman at 42 leading off against Castillo's okay, but I'd rather Kenta Maeda at 41 if I'm paying there, or even go in a GPP with Moustakas at 4,000 with that wind blowing out against Flaherty. That could be something to gander at. In general, though, second base, I'm just going to save some cash. Gavin Lux at only $3,800 in Coors. I like that a lot versus Marquez. After you get past Marquez, that Rockies bullpen is rocky. It's not good. So Gavin Lux, $3,800, probably hitting towards the bottom of the Dodgers lineup, but it's kind of baked into the price. Good piece of Coors right there. Ryan McMahon's only 36 versus Kershaw. It's lefty-lefty, but if you're going to get weird, you can. I'd still rather go with Gavin Lux, or you go Adam Frazier leading off for Pittsburgh at 34 versus Hendricks. He's had some good career success against Hendricks. Still like Lux at 38. It's tough to pass up on that discount there. But Jonathan India at 32, if you're stacking the Reds, he's in play only in a stack. Otherwise, if you're looking for value, Kiki Hernandez is $30,000, likely leading off second base outfield eligible, likely leading off against John Means. So Kiki at 3K, outstanding. That is a great price tag. Leadoff batter. We know he hits lefties in his career. Enjoy that one. And then it's like, you know, if Garrett Hampson, second base outfield at 2,900, see where he's at. Nick Solak, second base outfield, 2,900. Cheap if you're stacking Texas. Like Hampson, I guess you could one off for a steals upside. Solak, I'd like to be a part of a Texas stack if you're going there. So don't just like one off that. But the other one that I know a lot of people play, especially in cash, and Darvish, I respect a lot out of, but Ketel Marte, second base outfield eligible, is $2,700. That is really, really cheap. So if you want to be contrarian or even the cash game play, Ketel at 27 is there. See where Josh Rojas is in that Arizona lineup. He's second base shortstop. I mentioned Marte, second base outfield. A lot of multi-position stuff right now because DK doesn't know what's going on with positions like most of us don't. Josh Rojas, if he's at the top of Arizona, he's 2,600 as well against Yu Darvish. Jazz Chisholm, probably farther down in Miami's, but if he's towards the top, he's 25. So see what the lineups look like, but there's definite value to be had here if you got guys in the right spot in the lineup. Otherwise, Gavin Lux at 38 is pretty darn awesome. Kiki Hernandez at 3K. Those two stand out big time right out the gate. But Hampson, Solak, Marte, Rojas, Chisholm, definite some options down there at the second base position. Third base, this is where we might start paying up for some guys. Manny Machado mashes lefties and Mad Bum, 5,700. You got Devers at 54. Those stand out as really, really solid plays. I like Joey Wendell, but not at $4,900 tonight, so that stings. Justin Turner, only 47 in Coors. If you're stacking it up, that's good. If you're one-off in at third base, I'm going Devers or Machado probably, or saving some cash. So that's where I'm looking there. Cabrian Hayes is interesting at 44 if you want to be really, really contrarian because not many people are going to play any Pittsburgh and attack Hendricks, but Cabrian Hayes has that upside in a big way if you're feeling frisky. If you're stacking Baltimore, do not forget Mikel Franco at 41. He's not a one-off play, but he is definitely a stack piece. You got Hunter Dozier at 41, talked about him. Bobby Dalbec, talked about him at 4K. I like that quite a bit. If somehow Edwin Rios cracks the Dodgers lineup at 37, that's a heck of a value in Coors Field, but not sure if he'll be in the lineup, but if he is, that's attractive. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa leading off for Texas, third base shortstop at 36. He can be somewhat entertaining, more of a cash game play just because he doesn't have that massive power upside to give you the GPP boost, but he's worth a look. If Philly somehow plays, Alec Baum's $3,100, hitting probably third or fourth for Philly, maybe fifth. That's an elite value. So enjoy that one if you can. Other than that, I'm not really playing Eduardo Escobar at 28. I'm paying up at the position. That's pretty much how third base is going to roll. We're paying up at third base. Excuse me. Shortstop position. You got Tatis Jr. at 57 versus Mad Bum. That is juicy. Juicy, juicy, juicy. You got Seager against Marquez at 56. Most people will go to Tatis for good reason. But Trevor Story in Coors versus a lefty, not your normal lefty, but 55 versus Kershaw. Very good pivot off of Seager and Tatis chalk. You got Bogarts at 54, Mondesi at 53. So we saved money early on. Third base, kind of want to pay possibly. Shortstop, kind of want to pay possibly. So that's kind of where we're standing here. Like Tatis, Seager, Story, Bogarts, Mondesi, all in play. Mondesi probably more so in a stack. Story to be contrarian. Seager, Tatis, cash. Bogarts, he's a sneaky good play because he'll kind of get overlooked in this range. Really, really intriguing play in that one. If you're looking to save, though, Eugenio Suarez, always GPP viable, but probably not looking there on this slate per se. There's IKF. We talked about him at 35. You got Corey Polanco. Probably not going there. I like Woodruff a lot, and it's probably going to backfire, but I'm going to avoid most Twins in this one, see where things lie. Freddie Galvis, see where he's hitting in that Baltimore lineup. Second base shortstop eligible, 2,800 versus Eovaldi. So if you are looking to save, that's a good piece of savings. Maybe Pat Valleca cracks the lineup. He's 27. So those are a couple guys to look at. But for the most part, you are paying up at shortstop. And you can do that because of some early values we talked about, because some of the pitching values we talked about, and we have some outfield values. So here we go. You got your usual suspects. Betts is in play. Bellinger. Yelich is having an awesome spring. You got those kind of guys. No problem with that. We talked about Whit Merrifield, he's in play. Charlie Blackman's 5K, hits very well versus Kershaw, so don't sleep on that. Let's get below 5K, though. Will Myers at 47 versus Mad Bum, lots of power in his career. Mad Bum, lots of strikeouts, but when he puts the ball in play, he crushes Mad Bum. So 4,700, coming off a really good 2020 and a strong spring. I'll be on Willie Myers at 47. I like that one quite a bit. If you're stacking Chicago, Ian Happ at leadoff for 44 should be a part of your stack. That's someone to keep an eye on. JD Martinez hoping to bounce back this year. He's only 4,300 versus John Means. You can sign us up for that one too. That's a very tasty one to take a peek at. If you are fading Jack Flaherty, Winker at 4K is in play. Benintendi at 4K if you're stacking Kansas City. He's not one of my favorite pieces of the stack, but he is interesting. I'll say that much. Not one of my favorite pieces, but if you want to get weird, he's a way to get weird with it. Well, there's some other pieces. I like Santana I mentioned earlier. There's another piece coming up I like quite a bit, a little more than Benintendi. Going cheaper, though, we got Mountcastle and a GPP at 39. I could see that having some appeal for you. Austin Meadows is only 36 versus Alcantara. But here's one of my favorite plays on the entire slate. He's the cover boy for the DraftKings article at RotoBaller on Thursday. Joey Gallo's $3,600 versus Brad Keller. I'll be playing Joey Gallo at $3,600. He's massive upside. He's hitting like 360 in spring. The power's back. I'm not saying he's going to get 360 in the season. I'm not crazy, but I think the power's back and legit, which is great to see. At 3,600 versus Brad Keller, sign me up. I will take that chance every time. I don't care if he goes 0 for 4 the first 7 times. I'll play him an 8th time. That matchup's too good at that price point. Manny Margot is very enticing at 35. I still prefer Gallo at 36. I'll be going to that one. Santander is banged up, so keep an eye on that. If he plays at 35, it's not bad. But Jock Jams, if you're believing the wind and going out to Wright and Wrigley against Chad Kuhl at 34, very nice GPP type play there. So keep him in mind. Like sliding on down some more, you get into the low threes now. Like Hunter Renfro on a GPP at 32 versus Means. We know Renfro versus a lefty, it's a beautiful thing. Tommy Pham towards the top of San Diego's lineup, only 31 versus Mad Bum. Very cheap piece of San Diego. Will probably be very popular for good reasons. But 3,100 versus Mad Bum, if you're stacking San Diego, you're playing Tommy Pham. If you're playing cash, you're probably playing Tommy Pham. I mentioned Kiki Hernandez at 3K. That's a phenomenal price point there. Gregory Polanco at 29 is an interesting GPP play as well. A few others down below here. You got Garrett Hampson at 29, Nick Solak at 29. We talked about them earlier. But the one I mentioned Kansas City earlier, Jorge Soler is $2,800 against Kyle Gibson. Yeah, sign me up for that one. Sign me up for Jorge Soler at $2,800. That's too criminal. Nick Senzel is only 27 against Jack Flaherty. Flaherty's a decent pitcher, so I get it. Still a good price tag on Senzel. Jorge Soler at 28 is just dumb. That is not cool, Bob. Not cool. So I'll be jumping on that train. Ketel Marte is down here at 27. We talked about him earlier. But other than that, like David Dahl's 25. as goofy as David Dahl is, when he's healthy, he's a good ball player at 25. Like they're pricing the Rangers as if Brad Keller is a Cy Young winner. And it's just not right. So keep that in mind when you're building your lineups. See what lineups come out on Thursday. I know I'm a day ahead of things, but I wanted to get this out to you guys. Everyone's been asking about it. I'm ready to do it. I want to play some baseball. I am pumped for it. So wanted to get some of this stuff out for you. Recapping your pitching real quick on this. Darvish is your pay-up option. Don't be scared to do it. It's a good one. If he fails, he fails. It's baseball. We're used to that. But Darvish is a great, great play. Glasnow at 88 is very enticing, especially in GPPs. Woodruff and Maeda, good matchup there in Milwaukee. I like Woodruff at 8K, especially with no DH. That stands out big time. Kyle Hendricks will be very popular with Pittsburgh. So that's still not a bad play. Very good cash game play. So keep him in mind. Cheaper plays, Alcantara at 65, Eovaldi at 63, I like a lot. You could look at John Means and Brad Keller too. I don't think you need to. I like Eovaldi in that strikeout upside against Baltimore. You can definitely go there. When you're stacking things up, I like the Baltimore-Boston stack quite a bit. Both sides of that, especially Boston side of it, I like there, and there's some good value to be had in that. So Boston, Baltimore, I like a game stack there potentially, but preferably the Boston side if I have to pick one. Chicago versus Chad Kuhl, I don't mind getting some pieces there if you're feeling that one. And then you obviously have Coors Field. Don't forget Colorado versus Kershaw. Kershaw's had bad numbers there. It's early in the season, might not go deep. There's value to be had with Colorado. Dodgers are definitely in play, no hiding it. San Diego versus Mad Bum. Yeah, I get it. That's a good look, especially Will Myers. Don't forget Will Myers. Fam's cheap. Will Myers, folks. And then Texas, Kansas City, game stack to pieces. Very good value there to be had at the bats. Love it a lot. And there you go. 24 minutes. This is what we do on Quick Hits, folks. If you want information on the 5-game late slate, you come to the Slack chat. You find us there. We'll break it all down for you. Get the D-gens playing. You got the Giants. You got the West Coast action there late at night. to wet your whistle. Just a real quickie here. You got your late games. You got the Mets, Nats, DeGrom, Scherzer. Yes, sign me up. White Sox, Angels, Giolito, my boy. If you've been paying attention to me, you know I love him. Astros, A's, Giants, Mariners. We got some fun late night as well. But for now, 9-game main slate, DraftKings in the books, opening day, folks. Again, check me out on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, let me know there. If you can rate and review the podcast, that'd be great. Spread the word. Let's get even more people winning some DFS money for free over here at MLB DFS Quick Hits. If you want to see the video, RotoBaller YouTube page, go check that good stuff out. I'll be writing my DraftKings articles for free Tuesdays and Thursdays at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, values piece for FanDuel and DraftKings, but it's premium, so use promo code Bubba to get a discount over there if you feel the need to check it out. Otherwise, listen to the podcast for free. Come to the free Slack chat. Have all kinds of fun there. If you're playing season-long fantasy baseball, Benched with Bubba podcast, check that out as well. But for now, this will do it. MLB DSF Quick Hits, opening day edition in the books. Catch you guys later.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.